Andy Bays.
Hey, is Jim there?
Speaking.
Hey, Jim, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago.
Right.
And basically, it was just based on some financing that you did with American Express Bank a few years back.
Yeah.
And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just kind of want to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Well, I already have outstanding financing with Amex, and I redid it.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, it's based on the credit cards, right?
So the one you have with Amex, what is that one?
It's a new one, so I paid it down already. I think I owe like 52.
Okay, you owe 52. Yeah. Is it like a daily thing?
Yeah.
They take
it out daily.
Okay, they take it out daily, and so you're still kind of trying to work towards paying that off?
Yeah, well, it takes me, I usually pay them off within 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. Oh, okay, and you just took that one out?
I took that one out about 3-4 months ago. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I have a current financing already.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so what were you what were the terms on that, if you don't mind me asking?
6%.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, and then they take out percentage every day, you know.
Yeah,
so my sales.
Okay, they take out a percentage of your sales every day?
Yes, that's how it works.
Oh, okay, so it's not a fixed amount, it's just a percentage of your sales.
Every day, exactly.
Ah, okay, so if you don't do so hot one day, it's just like that 6% of your sales.
Well, no. 6% is the interest charge, so...
Oh, okay.
They take out like half of what I take in. So if I take 1,000 in, they pay 500 on the loan.
Oh, okay, so it's always 50% daily?
Yes.
Wow, that's kind of high, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's how it pays down quick. You know what I'm
saying? Okay. Yeah. So you're just trying to pay it down as soon as possible.
You know, that's how it works. That's how they work it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So what did you use the financing for?
Well, just operating costs.
Okay.
You know,
just operating costs.
Yeah. And fixing some equipment I bought.
Okay. Have you mm-hmm. thought about, are you like getting any further equipment this year?
Well, eventually I hope to. You know, right now I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, you know, we use it also for working capital, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's why that loan comes in handy.
Yeah, no. So that loan does help with like operational things,
right,
things
exactly.
like that.
Right.
We also have like working capital programs ourselves, but we also have equipment financing programs, which are set up like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and we usually have no down payment. So I don't know if you're looking to get anything further for the business, but I don't know. What kind of equipment do you guys use for flower arrangements?
Oh, refrigeration, mostly.
Oh, refrigeration. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as that, we, you know, more or less, I always look for working capital because I'm seasonal, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Yeah. But I don't know what you guys do that or no.
We do, yeah. We do working capital as well. And we base ours off of sales.
Okay.
So we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, like, what are your sales looking like this year?
500.
Okay, 500. So, yeah, we could get you anywhere from 50 to 75?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather pay these loans down first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do anything else?
No, that makes a lot of sense. And we do, for us, we have monthly, weekly, and daily options. So we do work with you to figure out, like, what's the best payment plan for you. Because sometimes
okay,
it's not daily. Sometimes, you know, weekly works a little bit better for some of our business owners that we work with.
Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, if you want to check back with me in spring.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
And so in spring is
April.
Okay, and what's a good email address to kind of just shoot you my information, that way you have it on file?
Empty Vase Floral.
Uh-huh.
mjvsfloral@gmail.com.
mjvsfloral@gmail.com. And really quick, before I let you go here, do you know about like Section 179 at all?
No, what's that?
Okay, it's just like a way to, like, when you onboard a piece of equipment to offset your tax exposure. So I don't know if you need those new refrigerations, like, before the end of the year, but you should definitely ask your accountant about it and see if it would be something that would be beneficial for your company.
Yeah, well, he depreciates it every year. So.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I think this is, like, the 179 is to do it all at once. Yeah, so you said there's like a busy time of the year, seasonal. Is now the busy time, or is that like
well,
more in the summer?
Yeah, now it starts.
Oh, now it starts. So how do you guys prepare for the busy season?
Good. I mean, so far, hopefully.
Do you guys do any like specific marketing, like media, print, digital?
No, I do more word of mouth, because I'm smaller.
Okay, word of mouth. If you had access to further capital, would you try different marketing mediums or no?
Probably. Yeah, but right now I just, you know.
Right now is not the time.
Yeah.
So is your customer base mainly like business to consumer, or do you also do like
consumer.
Business to business? All consumer.
Consumer, yeah.
And what are like the typical payment terms you guys extend to your customers? Is it just like payment, like cash on delivery?
Well, yeah, most of them pay up front. I have a few that I bill 30 days.
Oh, okay. And with the 30-day ones, do you ever run into cash flow problems while you're waiting for payment?
No, it's not that much.
Okay. How long have you guys been in the industry?
I've been in this location for 17 years, but I've been in the industry 50 years.
Oh, that's awesome. So you definitely must love what you do, huh?
Exactly.
are you guys growing at all?
Yeah, we started from scratch, so we're
doing
good.
So what does your growth look like for like the past 2 years?
My gross sales?
Your growth, like your like the company growing.
Oh. About 15% a year.
Oh, that's awesome. Are there a lot of like you're in you're in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of competition out there?
Well, we got a lot of competition everywhere with my industry, you know, on internet and all the supermarkets. That hurts.
Oh, yeah, because people can just, like, order stuff online now, right?
Right, exactly.
Oh, so, like flowers.com and whatnot?
Yeah, all that crap.
Okay. So what do you think, like, gives you guys an advantage over that type of competition?
Well, we personalize. We're more personal. Yeah, we give them better product than they do.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I think that personalization and just, like, knowing.
Exactly.
It's, like, better.
And we do specialty stuff, so, weddings, a lot of weddings and parties and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, and those things, like, I don't think you can do wedding arrangements on those sites.
No, not really.
And if you did, it would be kind of a really big gamble.
Exactly.
So would you say that, like, growth is a priority or your day-to-day options are, like, the main concern right now?
Well, right now it's day-to-day, you know.
Day-to-day.
It's priority.
Okay. Right. Well, it sounds like everything is going pretty good. Maybe in the future you'll be looking at additional marketing, maybe getting that refrigeration, looks like in the spring here. So I'm send you an email here, the mjvsfloral@gmail.com. And then when you're ready for that stuff, I'll probably just keep in contact with you a few times a year, just see how things are going.
Yeah.
But when you're ready, we do have that working capital and equipment financing program for you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one,
Bye-bye.
Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye.